That is today's news from Rail Technology Magazine in association with Transcity Rail on Tuesday, the 30th of April, 2024. Arriva Rail London, which operates the London Overground on behalf of Transport for London, has announced the appointment of Anjali Rambaruth as the company's finance director with immediate effect. Anjali takes over the role from Steve Best, who became managing director in January. She joins ARL from Arriva UK Bus, where she was head of finance supporting the London business. She brings 18 years of experience and expertise, having worked in several commercially focused finance leadership roles within the food service industry before joining Arriva Group. In her new role, Anjali will oversee financial operations for ARL, which runs over 1,600 London Overground services per day for more than 520,000 passengers. Four train operators have come together to invite tech startups to apply to a Dragon's Den-style project in a bid to enable innovation and accelerate digital transformation in the rail industry. LNER, Northern, Southeastern and TransPennine Express are the four operators teaming up for the Future Lab scheme. Successful applicants will gain access to industry data and resources, as well as the subject matter experts and mentors. A spokesperson for all four of the operators said, "Ultimately, this is all about advancing the passenger and employee experience, as well as supporting performance and operational excellence." And Alstom is providing financial backing for a number of community and charity-led projects around the UK and Ireland through its Community Project Fund. 10 projects will receive a share of more than £140,000, which was set aside for the UK and Ireland 2023 Community Project Fund, while the company is also encouraging its employees to utilise their annual volunteering day to provide the beneficiaries with additional support. The Community Project Fund was established to ensure that local communities in which Alstom operates can benefit from projects that provide social and environmental value. The funding round is providing support for projects ranging from suicide prevention and youth mental health to social mobility and employment support. And that's the latest. Don't forget to like and subscribe to make sure you receive every new bulletin and check out our stories in full on our website, railtechnologymagazine.com.